It's the Yearbook Podcast, Cats Hate Podcast. I'm your host, Doug. You can listen on iTunes or really just about anywhere. You can subscribe or send us something that says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. Literally, just before we went on, we just thought of this. For all the Christmas movies on Lifetime and Hallmark, which has two channels, for all the Christmas movies we saw, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means we didn't see it. We didn't see a single one that involved a flight attendant or a nurse, which actually is pretty surprising. With the new year approaching, here's to another year of the cat button. The cat button is the sound effect. I think we started hearing it in the 90s. Any team that has a cat name or a cat in the name played basically the same roaring, scratching sound effect over the stadium loudspeakers, usually when something big happens. Some teams with cat names, like Northwestern and Penn State, lean on the cat button big time, almost constantly. But in actuality, when you're watching games, the more cat button, the better. And we are less than 2 months away from the greatest rivalry in all of sports. The Reds and Indians open spring training with a game against each other February 23rd. In the most intriguing setup in all of training camps anywhere, Cleveland and Cincinnati are the only two teams from the same state, or the only two teams that are rivals, we'll get to that, who share a spring training complex and stadium. Theirs is a well-reviewed place. It's supposed to be nice in Goodyear, Arizona. The Dodgers and Angels don't share a facility, and neither do the Cubs and Cardinals, et cetera, et cetera. It's a perfect and potentially intriguing setup. Two teams living in the same place while fighting over Ohio fans and media attention. The Reds' Jared Hughes told the Cincinnati Inquirer, when the two teams play, fans living between the two cities can decide what's the real Ohio team. Jealous executives and staffers from both clubs having to see the opposition every day. Teams hoping to dominate MLB, first needing to win their own state. Indians and Reds fans hoping their spring training game day atmosphere is more electric than the opposing one that moves in tomorrow. Although at least one author says that the Indians, at least so far, are a better draw in Arizona than the Reds. It's all perfect, completely unique, but probably cannot live up to all this potential. Familiarity, stuck together for 2 months, should breed contempt ahead of Cincinnati and Cleveland's annual regular season games. And some players tell the media they enjoy the novelty of playing each other, but one Reds infielder said the Indians and Reds don't have an Ohio State-Michigan kind of rivalry. That likely will not change because of some possibly unsolvable problems. First, while both fan bases do count the other team as a rival, the Reds and Indians are not each other's primary rivals. They share a quasi-remote facility, and some opposing players must see each other out and about in Goodyear. But Cleveland and Cincinnati don't share a division or even a league, so they're not competing over the same playoff spot. There are few to no opportunities each season for the Indians and Reds to actually impact each other's fortunes. If they inhabited the same city, both organizations could be jealous or hateful from different leagues, kind of like the Mets and Yankees, but both teams have cities and fan bases all to themselves. Even the very concept that inspired this whole podcast has built-in flaws. The Reds and Indians share a training camp, but most players spend the spring training worried about their own organizations and being released, not beating the in-state rival. And all those Indians-Reds games, of course, don't count. With that many walls between them, even annual player fist fights out at the bars and regular bench-clearing brawls during exhibition games likely could not make the Reds and Indians bitter rivals. Full disclosure, by the way, we have not been to Goodyear for a game. The atmosphere may be intense, we don't know. If it's not, though, it's too bad about the rivalry. It's such a unique situation and a cool situation, but it probably cannot lift Indians-Reds even to Rangers-Astros territory. P.S. A 2014 Quinnipiac University poll said 42% of Ohio sides with the Indians, while 34% of the state are Reds fans. And Quinnipiac, the Bobcats, they do have a cat button, but they only use it before the first and second half of the basketball games.